Security training is certainly paramount in our courseware that we use, but we also are talking about development of and training of our application developers, our network administrators, our system administrators, those folks that, again, are either developing, maintaining, and bringing up and making sure that these systems that we're using to develop and deliver services to our veterans are up and running securely and accurately and consistently.
So this isn't stuff that's required. You have to maintain a certification. This is stuff to make sure that they're constantly up to date, the regular training that they would go through to make sure that they're able to do their job as effectively as they can.
Well, it's both, really. We do have a strong certification program. We're modeling after DOD, but it's both. We're doing day-to-day operations training, but we're also implementing certification training, too. We have professionals, trainers that come in from, say, ISC Squared or CompTIA that come in and into our regional training center environment and our academies to help our IT workers get those certifications also. So it's really both.
And having these regional training centers is not just more convenient for people in different parts of the country, but it's also going to save money in the long run, right?
That was the whole idea. The concept, again, is to make sure we could get training out to a larger audience and more timely, but to also make sure that we were spending our travel dollars appropriately. So by using these virtual or virtual training centers and real training centers together, we're able to do more training, but we're also saving a lot of travel costs because people are traveling locally or traveling to a major hub area where the costs are significantly lower.
John, you're the budget guy. You think about this stuff in terms of those dollars and cents. So this has to fit in for you very well.
Yes, it does. As Terry indicated, there's a significant return on investment for this, that because we're going to this regionalized online training concept, in the most generous interpretation of it, we're probably able to save roughly $3 million a year on this. And that's money that we can, through a cost avoidance, we can turn back into improving the delivery of goods and services to veterans. One of the points, too, that I'd like to expand on what Terry is doing, we're able to create a larger footprint of our training efforts with this because of the scalability that, you know, we can reach more people faster and in a broader spectrum of technology.
Why is it important to have this system in place? Tell me a bit about the bottom line importance, not just the money saving and the convenience, but the system itself.
May I take that one, John, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure.
It's about making sure that our folks, with the fast pace and change of information technology, which we've got about 7,000 people across the department that we're training. They're everywhere.
Wow.
We're making sure that we're putting a training system in place that's critical that they get these new knowledge and skills necessary for IT, not just for development, but to maintain the systems. There's a lot of changes, especially in the world of data security, information assurance, and making sure that our veterans' personal data is secure.
And the big difference here are these regional centers where, so it's not, they don't just have to come to D.C. or wherever the center may have been, but they're distributed around the country, right?
Right, exactly. A lot of times we're putting these in areas that have a high concentration of our IT folks, so that sometimes they're just traveling back and forth. They're not even having to stay in a hotel. And then when they do have to stay in a hotel or get on an airplane, there's significant cost savings. Like you said, a lot of times we were bringing people to the Washington, D.C. area to train from across the country. And in doing that, you've got those are some of the highest per diem rates for hotels,
yeah,
for food, and to get airline tickets. So putting putting the training in these regional training environments not only helps us, again, with that travel, but it also helps us with the cost of developing the training and putting a trainer out at the different sites.
You've got
I'll give you an example. Before we had the regional training centers, I just trained 200 ISOs on access management. Our ISOs are our information security officers. And we just trained 200 folks on access management in 2 3-day sessions, whereas a couple of years ago, I was training on patch management to these same folks, and it took me all summer long because I was traveling to about 26 locations where I was training, 20 to 30 people.
Wow.
So now I'm able to do that same training with one trainer sometimes, just one trainer, and they're not traveling because they're on site with me at the major hub, and they're reaching all of those folks at the same time.
Now, you've got 5 regional training centers that are open, and you've got more that are proposed. How widespread do you see this going? How many do you want to get out there and have and be fully utilized?
Well, just from our regional, our ribbon-cutting ceremony where we had Mr. Sepulveda, who's the new secretary in charge of all of our HR and training development across the department, he's already calling me up on the phone wanting to know what the costs were because he's looking at expanding it. Because we don't just have in VA a need to train our IT folks, but we also have a need to train our human resources folks. We have a need to train our acquisitions folks. And so he's looking to really expand this. But at this time, we have 5 for IT. And we have 2 more slated and another one on our radar. So we're at 5. In the next few months, we'll be at 7. I look for us to be at 8 by the end of the year. But we're going to look at what makes sense to expand it. And I believe when you think about all the folks, we have about 300,000 folks across the country. And if we have to train all of our HR specialists and we have to train all of our acquisitions folks, then I look for it to grow.
That would make perfect sense. And it would also maybe be an opportunity for best practices for other agencies to see how it is the VA is doing this to make sure they get they take the training to the people instead of expecting the people to come to the training, whether you're in IT or procurement or human resources.
Exactly.
And so what's the next step here? The training starts in these centers and you're looking at the other ones? Is that how you see this proceeding?
Right. We've already secured the locations to bring Sepulveda, Washington, and Salt Lake City, Utah, where we do have a high concentration of our IT folks in both those areas. And again, those are some good locations for getting good flights that don't cost a lot of money in those 2 locations. We're bringing them on in the next couple of months. And we will be looking at Albany, New York. That's a place in the Northeast where we do, again, have a high concentration of IT folks. So to answer your question, I think, it's yet to see how big it's going to be. But we know that in IT, with our 7,000 folks and the technology changing, that it's going to be pretty popular at this point.
John, do you see this program, if it saves $3 million a year, that seems to make pretty logical sense.
Yes, it does. And as Terry indicated, it's John Sepulveda, our Assistant Secretary for Human Resources, has already expressed an interest on this. So the $3 million a year is an IT savings, but as it grows and expands across the department, I can see it saving tens of millions of dollars across the department, and that's money that we can in turn plow back into serving the veterans.
Well, I'd like to give a student perspective. We just trained our 200 ISOs. They were our first group to go into the regional training environment, and we always do a return on investments, and we look at how did you like the new training concept. And our number one positive feedback across the department was the value of the collaboration. And I don't think as trainers I'm going to underestimate that feedback. Being able to see and talk with your colleagues across the department, see how someone's doing it on the East Coast versus how someone's doing it on the West Coast, it's a good way to find the best practices and share across the department. So the students are pretty much liking the idea so far.